I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bring it up, Jake. Femi Abebefe, Matt Moore, our crew, and you. The Power Hour and every hour here on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. 20 minutes from now, the whale capper Drew Dinsick will join us from NBC Sports. Best bets for Week 11 in the NFL. We'll talk some NBA with Whale also. And 40 minutes from now, Femi and I give you all our bets for tonight in sports, the NBA, college hoops, and Frozen Femi has hit the ice and has some goal scorer bets for us. Oh, baby, we can't wait for it. 40 minutes from now to wrap up the show. But joining us right now, the aforementioned Matt Moore, our good buddy, Action Network, Buckets, Locked On NBA, at HP Basketball on Twitter. Link to the Substack is there. I always enjoy Matt live tweeting the NBA. That was kind of like my second screen last night during Eagles Packers, was watching Matt's Twitter feed during these, I'm being serious, during these electric endings of last night, a magnificent Monday night in the NBA. Welcome back to the show, my friend. How are you?
Doing well, man. Got my favorite intro music. Got the right now. I got like all the hits playing. I'm very excited to be back on the show.
First question, will the Kansas City Chiefs, our Chiefs, cover on the road in Denver? Not actually, although the answer to that question I think is going to be yes, Matt. Celebrity Chiefs fan, Matt Moore.
I bet Broncos, man. I think that line, that's too much, man. Like, you're telling me that if we flip home field here, with it being, according to Nephilo.com, that flips it to like 8.5? Like, KC 8.5 at home over? No, I can't get there. So I bet Broncos here. KC's going to have to prove they could be a team with a pass rush before I can buy in. Because every time that they face a team that's got a pass rush, you take Mahomes away ability to make magic happen, and it turns out that they're just like a normal team. So I like Broncos there.
I mean, oh ye of little, we do this every year with you.
Yes.
Oh
yes.
Ye, oh yeah. I mean, God Almighty, just what a, you it are was, a spoiled. What? Take this from a Yankees. You are a It's actually, it's unbelievable how spoiled a Chiefs fan you are to say things like that. Come on, you know what?
Look,
We're done with the NFL.
Okay.
Let's talk some NBA, my friend. Can the Dallas Mavericks pull it out of the fire now after firing Nico Harris and turn the season around? How are you looking to bet the Mavericks in the short term? Kyrie Irving comes back. Does that help things? Like, give us your bird's eye view here on the Dallas Mavericks post-Nico firing.
I mean, look, I was down on them before the season started, and definitely I think the vibes were bad, but also, like, this roster is not well put together. They've got one point guard, and it's D'Angelo Russell, and they're not starting him, and he's been bad when he's been on the floor, so I think that's a problem. So I'm not looking to buy Mavericks stock here. If Anthony Davis comes back, does Davis fix all their problems? No, because they don't have any way to score. Like, Davis comes back and they add a score, but you still have to have mechanisms to provide him opportunities to score. Davis is not the type of player that you just give the ball to and are like, go get him, big fella. Like, he has to get lobs. He has to catch pick and pops. He has to catch opportunities to score. He is not a one-on-one scorer. He'll make the defense better, but the defense was already okay. So we'll see what the line pops at with Phoenix taking on Dallas. I've liked Phoenix a lot this year. If that line, though, is exaggerated and there's too much of a market move on Phoenix, is this a good spot? Yeah, just because, like, there's going to be such a breath of fresh air in that building. Like, the fans don't have to boo their own team anymore. They don't have to chant, fire the GM, when their team is trying to win a basketball game and is at the free throw line. So it can help in the short term, but I'm definitely not buying anything long term with the Dallas Mavericks.
Are you buying anything long-term with the 9-2 Detroit Pistons, who I don't even want to bang on them for the game being so close against the Wizards last night, second half of a back-to-back, still a young team, and they did win the game. Where are you at on the Pistons being for real this year?
I love this team. I love the way this team was put together. I bought it. I took the over on their win total. I think 5-1, that 5-1 for the division was our future's best bet this week on buckets. The Cavaliers are a little shaky. If the Pistons just get out to an unreasonable start here and the Cavs keep having injury issues, Darius Garland now out for an unknown period of time, Donovan Mitchell's going to rest the second game in Miami tomorrow night. Like, to me, that there's a lot of signs here pointing that Detroit might sneak up here and grab the division at 5-1. So I think there's probably a little bit of value on that. It's not like a full play, but I do think it's worth at least exploring that option. And if you're looking for kind of a good way to bet it, I like this playoff version of this team even better than the regular season version. Like, they were there with the Knicks. They were right there with the Knicks in that series. They go on, maybe they catch Boston. Maybe they make the conference finals. Like, they have that kind of runway here. You can bet Eastern Conference Finals MVP still in the market. That market is still available at some books. I would be looking at Cade Cunningham to be able to make that type of a run. I think he is that level player. I think Cade Cunningham is going to be an MVP ballot guy. I bet him for MVP. He's not going to win. I'm going to be like, hey, look at all the CLV I got. Num, 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 num. But Eastern Conference Finals MVP, that's a much more interesting bet with how the East looks to be shaping up.
Yeah, that CLV sandwich, especially around the holidays, it always tastes pretty good. Let's talk MVP, Matt, as we get into some NBA awards here. I'm looking at the odds board. I'm watching the games. I'm seeing the box scores. I see Nikola Jokic is plus 400. Is Nikola Jokic live to win the MVP? Because everyone's talking about Wemby and Luka and SGA. And here's Jokic maybe putting together his best season ever with a Nuggets team that looks pretty damn good through the first few weeks of the season.
Yeah, it's incredible. What I would say is I think there's going to be more nights where Jokic doesn't score as much because he doesn't have to. So he's picked his spots early. He starts off the season and he doesn't score all that much. He was scoring below 25 points a game. And then he got certain matchups and was like, oh, I can beat up this team. This is like very favorable for me. I could just easily score 30, 35 here. I'll go ahead and do that. He has the option every single night to be able to do whatever he wants. That's how good he is right now and how good this team is around him. So he will have MVP type numbers. A good kind of test case for this is tomorrow night, right? They're facing the Kings tonight. They've got a back-to-back versus the Clippers. They rested Jamal Murray and Aaron Gordon at home in the back-to-back versus the Pacers. Joker makes a big deal out of playing every game. Like, he never wants to sit. If they sit him on the second night of the back-to-back versus the Clippers, that indicates a shift by this team towards, hey, we are going to try and get Nikola's various resting spots throughout the season. I think they can still win without Nikola. That's how messed up the Clippers are. If they rest him, then I definitely don't think you want to bet it because there's a good chance he misses the 65. But look, I can't argue with the idea of betting the best player in the sport, having his best season, which Giannis has been he's been so good, man. Giannis has been so incredible. And Jokic has been better. Like, Jokic has been the best player in the NBA so far this season. And he will continue to put up those kind of performances, but I don't know if the scoring will continue, which might get you a pathway here. And then you get the whole problem of SGA is on a team that's going to win 65 and he's going to average 30 plus. And that's just hard not to vote for.
This is You Better You Bet, Nick Costos, Femi Bebefe, hanging out with Matt Moore, NBA writer at the Action Network, host of the Buckets podcast on Twitter at HP Basketball. How are you betting most improved player, where Josh Giddey has emerged as the favorite so far early in the season?
Yeah, I like Giddey here at this number. I think it's probably worth taking a look at. So a big factor here is kind of the question is, who's going to make an all-star team? Like, the first-time all-star is almost always the one that you want to look at. And if you look at kind of like the board that we've got up here, if you're watching, like Amen Thompson slipping to 25-1, I think is really interesting because Amen's actually been great. Like, Amen's been great. And yet he was the favorite in preseason at one point, and he's slid down. I don't see Avdija making the all-star game because I don't think the Blazers are going to be good enough for him to get that kind of attention. That Jalen Duren's team has been significant. We talked about him on Sunday as well. He was at a much longer number. He's taken a lot of steam. I would tell you to target teams where a guy has made a big leap for a team that now is in position for him to be a first-time all-star for a team that's going to make the playoffs. And that's why right now I think Josh Giddey is good value here at plus 340. If you can get that number, that's a really good number on Josh Giddey here, even taking him as a chalk.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Obviously, Nico Harrison's the big news with the Dallas Mavericks. They fired him. But do you think in the rookie of the year market, should Cooper Flagg still be the favorite? Like, is that correct when you look at it? BetMGM, he's minus 115. You got VJ Edgecombe. He started the season fast. Con Knipple now has emerged out there in Charlotte. Is Cooper Flagg a justified favorite? It's early, but still, I think it's a fair question to ask.
I think it's fair for him to be the favorite. He's flipped. He touched real briefly. He touched plus 115. And then bounce back as he started to get going back to minus 125. I think he should be favorite, but he shouldn't be odds on. I do not think that he should be a minus number in the market. I think he should be, you know, plus 105, plus 115. So we're, you know, about 30 cents off of what I think his value is here. I don't think he should have majority share of this vote ticket, though, with the way that VJ has played, with the way Cedric Coward has played, even though guys that are drafted that low usually do not win this award. And then I still think Trey Johnson's got an outside chance of hitting. I love every time that he gets any sort of minutes, and he will get more minutes as the Wizards shift more into development mode and getting him more opportunities.
What about Con Knipple?
Look, he's good. Like, there's no question.
Every game they play, it's like Con Knipple has done something like no rookies. I'm not saying he's like as good as Flagg so far, but he has been spectacular for the Hornets.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been terrific, and it doesn't matter how good your team is. Like, that does not matter in rookie of the year at all. So that number at plus 480 probably has a little bit of value on it. I don't really want it because I don't know what's going to happen with this Hornets team. I just don't know. I don't know what the usage is going to look like. Are they going to keep LaMelo? Are they going to trade Miles Bridges? Because, God, they need to trade Miles Bridges. They need to trade him 2 years ago. I don't know what direction that they're going to go in, and that makes me a little bit nervous. I never want to see rookies in situations where things could drastically change over the next couple of months. And if you think, like, the only way that this changes is if LaMelo gets traded and then there's more uses for Con, I get it. That makes sense. And you can go that direction. But I'm going to wait a little bit more to see what happens with this Hornets team.
give me quick takes on the two LA teams. A, upside for the Lakers. B, what the hell's going on with the LA Clippers at 3-7?
Yeah. Lakers, team's good, man. I kind of argued in favor of them over the summer, saying, like, look, if you take the names off the jerseys and just look at, they added a wing, that's Marcus Smart, who can defend, a versatile forward, Jake LaRavia, and a center who can run pick and roll, DeAndre Ayton. Like, just add the archetypes. Don't worry about the names. Just worry about the roles that they play.
I see why you did that. Don't worry. I see why you did that. Don't worry about the names. That was well done. Because the names are not great. But otherwise, I really like that. Please continue.
Yeah. So don't do that. But I do think that they've got kind of a formula coming together. I don't know what's going on with LeBron. I don't know what's, you know, he's practicing with the G League team. Sure, I guess he'll play, but man, it still seems like very weird vibes that you can't trade him at $52 million. I'll be very curious to see kind of what happens when he comes back and how that changes things, because Rui Hachimura, look, if you want to fade them, this is the biggest reason. Rui Hachimura right now has the second highest half court points per possession mark. So every time that you slow the ball down and just run sets from everyone scoring in the league right now, Rui Hachimura is second in points per possession behind Nikola Jokic. That's how hot Rui has been. So that's probably a reason to fade him a little bit, but I think this team is really good. I think they can be a top four seed and make a run in the playoffs, but I don't think they're a title team.
Matt, we closed the last hour of the show and I was saying how open, and honestly, I think we all knew the East was going to be open coming into the year. It feels like even more open than that where we're at thus far on the calendar. So if we want to say, I think most people agree with this, right? And I am a Knicks fan. If the Knicks and the Cavs are the two best teams in the East, if not by record right now, that we think those are the two best teams, maybe your answer to this question is the Pistons. And you said like, you really like the construction of the Pistons earlier in this interview. If there was a team in the East, because I think you can make the case for so many teams, and I think that's what's so interesting. If there's a team that would upend the apple cart, it's okay if it's Detroit. Who is it and why?
I have two answers for you. The first answer is the Atlanta Hawks if they trade Trae Young. And the second answer is the Miami Heat.
This I Heat knew team, you were going to say the Heat. I knew it.
I love that. Loved him in preseason. Got him 18-1 on the division. I love the way this team plays basketball. Davion Mitchell is a dog, averaging 8 assists per game.
Is this the best coaching job of Spo's career? Like, it's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable, especially because I was trying to explain this today. Everyone thinks it's like, oh, they're fast paced. It's all offense. Look at these scores. No. Go look at it. Their offense is actually mid. They just play fast. But by playing fast, you are constantly back on your heels, so you are exhausted when you have to go against their set half-court defense. They're an elite defense that plays at light speed. It is unbelievable the kind of framework that they're running here, using the system from Noah LaRoche, who was in Memphis last year and got Taylor Jenkins fired. It is a wild story, but this Heat team, I'm telling you, Hero, Bam, no problem with them coming back into the fold. They've got some trade targets. Jaime Hawkins, a sixth man of the year candidate. I really think the Heat are alive to win the division and make a run in the playoffs and maybe win this thing.
But just like the Knicks are going to win the East, right? 5 seconds.
No, absolutely not. I do not trust that team at all.
Well, we'll talk to you next time, buddy.
Thanks, Nick.
Matt Moore joining us here on the show at HP Basketball, Action Network, Buckets, Locked On. The best when it comes to breaking down the NBA. On the other side, we'll get best bets for Week 11 in the NFL with our friend, the Whale Capper, Drew Dinsick of NBC Sports.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.